Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is a great pleasure to be here with Padmanabha Goswamiji and so many esteemed and beloved God brothers and God sisters and devotees. Hearing Padmanabha Goswamiji speak about the land, I was reminded of Srila Prabhupada and the Jhumu land. Because before Srila Prabhupada even went to America, he was staying in Andheri at the Sindhya Navigation Colony. And he was coming every day to read Srimad Bhagavatam to Srimati Sumati Morarji. And on the way to her bungalow, he would pass some land, and he just had the thought, this would be a nice place to have a temple of Krishna. And then, so many years later, it came to be. And now, hearing the rich tradition of bhajan here, and how Srila Prabhupada also came here on his morning walks and chanted, I'm thinking he must have appreciated the place. No doubt. And now it has come in his service. I also thought, in relation to how Srila Prabhupada cared for devotees, and in this case in particular, Tamal Krishna Goswami. Once in Bombay, Tamal Krishna Goswami had a hernia, and he was admitted into Jaslok Hospital, which was the leading hospital in Bombay at the time, to be operated. And when Srila Prabhupada, who was in Juhu at the time, heard, he became very concerned. And he wanted to stop the operation because he did not trust the Indian hospitals. He thought Tamal Krishna Goswami should rather go back to America. But we couldn't get through by phone. And finally Prabhupada said, then I will go personally. And at that time we had a jeep, Mahindra and Mahindra. And so Prabhupada got in the jeep with a few devotees and drove all the way downtown to Jaslok Hospital to try to stop the operation. But he reached too late. The operation had already been performed, and Tamal Krishna Goswami was being wheeled out and just coming out of anesthesia. And when he opened his eyes and saw Srila Prabhupada, he told Srila Prabhupada that I just had an amazing dream. And in this dream, you, Srila Prabhupada, were reporting to the previous acharyas, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, about your activities on the planet Earth. They wanted to know what is the progress. And in the dream, you replied that the people on planet Earth now, especially in the West, where I am preaching, They have no culture. They have no background in spiritual knowledge. They have very few pious credits. All in all, they have no qualification for spiritual life, except they have one qualification, and that is they have complete faith in me. And whatever I tell them, they do. And that is the fact. And Srila Prabhupada told us that if you just chant 16 rounds a day, follow the four regulated principles, and spread the Sankirtan movement to the best of your ability, you can go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime, which was demonstrated in the case of Nirguna Prabhu and in many, many other cases of Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples. So, but again, what Padmanabha Goswamiji said is true. Lord Brahma, the supreme creator of the universe, prayed to take birth as a bush or a clump of grass in Vrindavan, so he could be blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of the eternal residents of Vrindavan. And Uddhava also. Krishna sent him to Vrindavan to deliver a message. He came to Vrindavan thinking that he is going to give some instructions, some shiksha, to the residents of Vrindavan. And when he arrived here, he saw he does not know anything about love for Krishna compared with what they know. He realized that he was being sent to become their student. But because of their natural humility, they considered themselves to be ordinary people. And so Uddhava felt that he just wanted to get the dust of the lotus feet of the eternal residents of Vrindavan on his head, especially the gopis. But he knew that they would never entertain such an idea. So he also prayed, let me take birth as a clump of grass, as a blade of grass in Vrindavan. That way, when the gopis in their intoxication of love of God are wandering in the area of Raja, some dust from their lotus feet will come on my head. So that is true. Going back to Godhead doesn't mean necessarily going to a physical location or spiritual location. It really means to be engaged in pure devotional service. Which I'm sure is what Dina Bandhu Prabhu had in mind.
He just wants to leave the
So, we are have been blessed by so many wonderful devotees who've come forward to help with this project. I don't want to repeat what has been said before, but Abhiram Prabhu was there in the very beginning, and from the very beginning, even independent of the land, he was saying that we should approach Padmanabh Goswamiji, that he is a well-wisher of ISKCON and a very prominent person in Vrindavan, and that with his cooperation we can go forward. In the beginning, it was our first priority to care for Srila Prabhupada's disciples who had given their lives for his service. But in discussion with Abhiram Prabhu and Padmanabh Goswamiji and other devotees, we concluded we must also serve the local devotees, the Brajavasis. And that is happening. And just so many people, we are so helpless on our own, so minute. We really depend on the help and cooperation and mercy of others. Yes, in the case of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, he was capable. But it was their mood that they should help him, that Krishna's just an ordinary boy and we have to put up our sticks, otherwise the mountain may fall and crush us all. So that is it was a nice image about the sticks. And I just hope, you know how they have with the murtis, they have the stick. So my favorite position will be, I will hold the stick under the arms of the Vrijbasis who are holding the stick. I would say that, let me just check the time because we don't want to delay.
1:38.
Huh?
1:38.
Okay.
12:38.
Oh. All right, so I think. I think that anything else I could say would just be an elaboration of points that others have already made. But yes, we want to invite all of you to participate in whatever way you want and can. So many different types of services. And in hospice care, there are trained volunteers. Of course, so many of you already have abilities in different areas. But there are also trained volunteers who are taught how to care for the patients physically. You know, how to turn them over on bed, how to lift them out of the bed, how to help them in the bathroom, how to keep their mouth moist, just so many details. And our god sisters, Mother Sangeeta and Mother Kolini, will be coming for 2 months, January and February, and they will be holding a training seminar for hospice volunteers. So any of you who want to learn how to help in that particular area of skilled assistance can come. And of course, so much of hospice care is offered to patients at home. And this is something that's really good to know, like what Dina Bandhu Prabhu said about CPR. These are skills that will enable us to serve
devotees better, serve our family members better.
And of course, the main thing is the association, the Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, I will take the opportunity to announce that His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu has agreed to visit and give his associations, Hari Katha, both to the Brijvasis, because he knows Hindi and Rajabhasa to some extent, and to the ISKCON devotees. So it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. So now I would like to ask one younger devotee, Gauramani Dasi. She was here yesterday, and as we came out of the upstairs ward after the tour, I met her in the corridor, and she spontaneously gave such a nice appreciation of the concept of hospice care, the value of hospice care, from someone who, like most of the people in the world, didn't really have a conception of such a program existed, that such an idea existed. So I'd like her to share with her, with all of us for a few minutes, some of what she said to me yesterday. Then we will take a tour in batches, beginning with the Prabhupada disciples, and then Prasad, Hare Krishna.